You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM.
I can't believe it. It's the sound of a dodgy tune launching Sound and Nick's Vision Volume 17. Unbelievable. Never mind, we'll sort out Foreigner, if you know what I mean. Okay, Urgent, launching the show, Volume 17, Sound and Nick's Vision, the show which is going to take us out of May 2016, presented, of course, by the ace photographer and, indeed, recent interviewee of CMR Nashville Radio. That would be Nick Elliott. Good day, Nick.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm delighted
to
be sharing the moment.
It's been a long time since we've seen each other.
Well, it has.
I've missed you. I've missed you.
Well, there you are. And the podcast's going to only go so far to actually keep everyone appraised of life and so on. Famous Sue Royce is in the studio just for being Famous Sue Royce. We actually now put Famous
Famous, infamous, maybe.
The Famous Sue Royce. You've been on more Sound and Nick's Vision programs than any other person apart from Kat and myself.
That's because I like it.
Well, there you are. And so much you're getting through today. We dare have any time to actually stop and reveal some of the exciting things that you've been getting up to, including, of course, being interviewed by CMR Nashville Radio. Why is it that most presenters seem to be follically challenged these days? I just thought it was an interesting line there. And that's, of course, you're female, in which case you might still be follically challenged, but still. Look at the photograph there. There's a new rock apparel range coming soon from Nick Elliott's store that we can talk about. There's
heaps
of other goodies that we'll be addressing as well. But first, Tom Petty has emerged, Sue. Now, Sue, I don't believe you remember... You were familiar with the Petty Meister, even though he was one of the travelling Wilburys.
Possibly not, although I may be audibly.
Well, Nick, would you like to share with Sue and, of course, the assembled multitude of Sound and Nick Visionettes who are out there?
I can do that.
What this is going to be?
It's going to be Facing the Crowd, Tom Petty. And away he goes, a face in the crowd. Sue, you've never been just a face in the crowd, but what did you make of the opening, well, actually the second tune in this edition of Sound and Nick's Vision?
I like the guitar riffs, they're very nice, isn't it?
Very mellow, I thought.
It is.
Very mellow. Were you in a mellow mood when you selected that one?
I was, actually. I was reflecting, Alex.
Reflecting on success and wonderful success that you could have shared with us on the programme. What sort of things can we talk about apart from that new rock apparel range?
Well, we could talk about anything, really.
Well, we could.
Sex, drugs, rock and roll?
Not before our official Siren 107.3 watershed, because a Supertramp might well say...
the actors and jesters are here. The stage is in darkness and clear. We're raising the curtain, and no one's quite certain whose play it is. Listen then, if we'd known just how right we were going to be. For we dreamed a lot, and we schemed a lot, and we tried to sing of love before the stage fell apart. Oh.
A super tramp fan, are you?
That
not
is so good. They are just they were a fantastically superb band.
One of the aspects about the program, of course, is that many of the tunes either have influenced you deliberately or you've worked with the people and so on. Ever had any chance of crossing the pathway with Supertramp?
Indeed, I have. I worked on the biggest kind of reunion tour of the original lineup that they did, which is in 2001. And it was a true, true high point of my career. It really was. Plus, I got a tour shirt personally given by the band.
And you haven't put it on eBay as yet?
No. I have a massive, massive collection of tour shirts.
Because, Sue, in many ways, Supertramp, probably just before your real musical taste started developing.
No, but I do remember listening to them as a small child. One of the things that reminds me when you say Supertramp is, would you like to keep us for breakfast, mummy dear, mummy dear?
Classic. And yet not one of Nick's favourites.
No.
Can't stand it. Best not mention it. You know, there you go.
Didn't do the commercial bits at all.
Next up, Word Up.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Splendid. Word Up and Gun. Strangely enough, I have to say, I probably preferred Cameo's version, but you're more of a Gun
that was fan. No, I don't know. I did like Cameo's version. Great, great track.
He had a great protector of his middle bits, didn't he, the Cameo singer, I thought.
He did.
Yeah, so very thrustworthy.
He did.
Probably
checked. Big lad.
Exactly. It's there. I forget, it was sort of codpiece. That was what we're referring to. Codpiece. Sue's having difficulty with the term codpiece, so let's move straight on to Katie Grimmison's selection. Katie, a listener and indeed midweek dry veteran, Tyre Spa. She's based in Birmingham. She said, "Ooh, do you think," I'm not going to attempt the Birmingham accent, "do you think," she said, in a Birmingham accent, that wonderful Nick Elliott, who shows sound and Nick's vision is just the greatest thing ever, would he be kind enough to play one of my favourite bands, who she's actually doing some PR with, called Broken Wit Rebels? I said, "Katie, I can but ask."
You asked.
And you have said...
Yes.
Love. afraid of your time and your modest touch. I came out from the city just to call on you.
Featured in the Birmingham Mail with the line, "We've all quit our day jobs, it's now or never." Broken Wit Rebels. Sue, what did you make of Katie Grimmison's little recommendation suggestion there?
Very good. Loved the voice.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
But, you know, your opinion at the end of the day doesn't matter a bean when it comes to the Sound and Next Vision show. Neither does mine.
Not a bean.
Nor does that of, you know, Katie Grimmison's ultimately, although she at least managed to get the stage of getting her, I think it's probably the first ever tune request that's actually gone through. I mean, Lord knows, I've been trying for years to get, at least a year and a half, to actually get the Nolan Sisters and David Cassidy.
I'm saving that for the very last show.
Clearly.
Which will be on the day I die.
Oh, there you go. But what did you make of Low by Broken Wit
Rebels?
I
like that track, actually. I know the band, but not of their work, but good singer.
Well,
very good singer.
The EP has actually been released, and Katie Grimmison has said it would be awesome if you could play them and show support for a local Brummie band. So
good.
They're touring the UK next month, supporting American country music star Brantley Gilbert. So, there we are.
Good.
They probably want to be rock stars.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs, and a bathroom I can play baseball in, and a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
Yeah, what you need.
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit, and a big black jet with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been done that.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. Mine star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. Cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna
rock star. I wanna be great like Elvis without the tassels. Hire 8 bodyguards that love to beat up assholes. Sign a couple autographs so I can eat my meals for free. I'm gonna dress my ass with the latest fashion. Get a front door key to the Playboy Mansion. Gonna date a centiphone that loves to blow my money for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with the bleach blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary and today's who's who. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I'm gonna sing those songs that offend the senses. Gonna pop my pills from a best dispenser. Get washed up singers writing all my songs. Let's sing them every night so I don't get them wrong. Well, we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with the bleach blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary and today's who's who. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, 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 I wanna be a rock star.
This is Siren FM.
The Rock Train, leaving the station every other Thursday, 8 till 10, bringing you the best local and international bands from the world of rock and metal. The Rock Train, no tracks are too heavy.
Dressing rooms are great.
So what do you wish you knew then? What you know now?
Sense.
Sir Rice, what do you wish you knew then? What you know now?
I've not got a clue.
So you still don't know?
I still don't know. No.
Ooh la la, as the Dutch might have said if they were being French. The Faces, which of course featured Rod Stewart and Ronnie Wood. Exactly, who were sort of just part of the wonderful sort of band there. Why, Nick? Why did you?
I just love the Faces. Big fan.
Ichiku Park. Ichiku Park?
Yeah, definitely. That's the Small Faces.
Lazy Sunday afternoon. Still Faces in there. Very confusing. So, Faces.
Yeah, I like that tune. It's nice and it's always sunny.
We've got a special message for a South African friend of Nick coming up now. Nick, would you like to give this South African friend?
Yeah, I'd like to dedicate this track, Pink Floyd, Take It Back, to a very good friend of mine, lifelong friend actually. I've known him since I was very small. James Herford out there in South Africa, who was taken very ill last night and spending some time in a South African hospital in Cape Town somewhere, I think. So dedicate this to you, Jimmy. Love you, man. We'll be right back.
That's one thing we can pretty much guarantee on Sound and Next Vision, except when Foreigner let us down, as they did in the opening track with Urgent, and we play the whole unexpurgated version, almost, of the actual piece there, Pink Floyd.
It's got to be done.
On the back of unprecedented demand, I'll say that again, unprecedented demand for Nick's newly released T-shirts, we are delighted to announce from the Sound and Next Vision NickElliott.info website that a new range of rock apparel featuring Nick's work along with bespoke designs created and inspired by Nick himself will be released soon. Will you be wearing them, Sue?
In fact, I was going to buy one this very week.
You see? Already pre-orders spiralling through on that basis. New
Wonderful.
Range. So is this a whole new area for you as you move into the rag trade?
I wouldn't have possibly called it the rag trade.
Is it? Never mind the quality, feel the width. I'm sorry, Nick. I don't know why I said that, really. But still.
We were talking earlier about that, Alex.
I know. You know, where do we actually go with this? We could probably go to Clifford T. Ward. A wonderful mellow tune.
I think
from
so.
From a great singer, Home Thoughts from Abroad.
I could be a millionaire if I had the money. I could own a mansion. No, I don't think I'd like that. But I might write a song that makes you laugh. Now that would be funny. And you could tell your friends in England you'd like that. But now I've chosen aeroplanes and boats to come between us. And a line or two on paper wouldn't go amiss. How is Worcestershire? Is it still the same between us? Do you still use television to send you fast asleep? Can you last another week? Does the cistern still leak? Or have you found a man to mend it? Oh, and by the way, how's your broken heart? Is that mended too? I miss you. I miss you. I really do. I've been reading Browning, Keats and William Wordsworth, and they all seem to be saying the same thing for me. I like the words they use, and I like the way they use them, you know. Home Thoughts from Abroad is such a beautiful poem. And I know how Robert Browning must have felt, 'cause I'm feeling the same way about you. Wondering what you're doing, and if you need some help. Do I still occupy your mind? Am I being so unkind? Do you find it very lonely? Or have you found someone to laugh with? Oh, and by the way, are you laughing now? 'Cause I'm not. I miss you. I miss you.
Educated at Stourport Secondary Modern School. The great Clifford T. Ward there, sadly passed away back in the 1970s, of course. So a whole range of sort of systems from that point of view, and a great singer-songwriter. Why did you select him? Because I thought it was far too mellow for you, Nick.
I was actually brought back to this guy a couple of months ago as a tribute to the great Terry Wogan, and it was one of his all-time favourite tracks. Mm.
And so he goes. You've got Gay, you've got Wherewithal, one of my favourites, Scullery, of course, and A Sad Affair.
very mellow. So it's sort of music to listen to when you've just, you know, broken somebody else's heart, right? That's a key.
Yeah,
piece.
I love the strings on it. Beautiful strings underneath. Yeah.
But not prog rock at all, really, which is very surprising. We might be able to be working on Nolan's appearing on the show, surviving ones, of course, because, Nick, you have appeared in a video, in a cameo, but without the codpiece role, that was part of our friend Gary Curtis.
Well, I've actually got the codpiece, but you can't see it. Mm. It's above the waist level with a shot.
Like Elvis Presley, sometimes if you actually drop the camera to have full-length Nick Elliott, it would be too exciting to the audience.
Strap yourself in.
Those pelvic thrusts. Moving on, Sue, because I know you want to, in every sense of the word, David Bowie is lined up next. And before Nick actually sort of says why we're going Ziggy Stardusty on the whole system, where does David Bowie sit on your spectrum of the greats? I mean, clearly we had the tributes to him earlier this year and so on. Would you still say he's an unambiguous, fantastic talent?
I love David Bowie. I think most of his stuff could not be classed as in any way, shape or form as boring. It was groundbreaking. He didn't follow the pack. He was leading it in so many ways, in fashion, in sound, in what he was doing with his music. I think he was fantastic.
Capricorn goat, of course. Probably never milked by yourself. So
no.
Because you used to milk goats.
I did, yes, for the listener who thinks where this is going. Yeah, yes, I did.
I think explanation is necessary.
Because we lost astrologer Jonathan Kainer earlier in
this
year.
Yes, we did.
Very
yeah.
sad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But never mind, his nephew Oscar has taken over. And I gather that Jonathan will probably be sort of communicating on Sound and Next Vision before too long, probably. So I've worked with him before. Great chap. And again, he's heading off into the great unknown, as we might say. Yeah. This is a long way for actually getting away from why you wanted to have a Ziggy Stardust number by David Bowie, because you want to dedicate this to...
O'Slick. The great O'Slick. I've recently finished working on the tour. He was over here doing six shows, because it was the 40th anniversary of Bowie's Station and Station album that Earl worked on, although he worked on several albums with Bowie. And knew the guy very well. But this thing was put together, strangely enough, that the whole thing would come to the UK at the time that David passed. Mm.
Could he play guitar?
Oh, a little bit.
Guitar, jamming good with Webb and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang, screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo. Like some cat from Japan, he could lick 'em by smiling, he could leave 'em to hang. They came on so loaded, man, well hung in snow white tan. Jiving us that we were voodoo. The kids were just crass. He was the Nas with God-given ass. He took it all too far, but boy, could he play guitar. Like a leper messiah,
So what's the weirdest makeup you've ever worn then, Nick? Have you ever done the full Bowie Ziggy Stardust
setup? No, not at all.
No?
No, 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 oh, no. Gosh, got pretty close to a Brian Connolly at one point. But
blonde hair?
No, well, yeah, a bit of that going on. Yeah,
ballroom
definitely.
Blitz time?
Oh, indeed.
Good.
Wonderful.
Sue Rice, weirdest facial makeup you ever had?
I can't honestly think.
It's a pilot for a new show.
But I do remember that the first time that I ever met Nick was wearing a very Ziggy Stardust-esque blue flash in his hair.
Hence my question.
Yes.
Exactly. Mind you, that's hair as opposed to face. So. Yeah. Could be critical. Nick, how can people get in touch with Sound and Nick's Vision if they want to?
Well, they can go to the press office, which is nickelliott.info.
Very good.
Everything's on there.
Producer Cat would be very impressed with that.
Indeed.
Just roll it off the tip of your tongue.
And you can listen to the podcast and back throughout all the other shows.
Exactly. Yes. And there have been, if you include this one, 17 of them.
Really?
17. This has been volume 17 of Sound and Next Vision. So 17 hours of musical delights.
Wonderful.
And some interviews as well. All
indeed.
The recent shows have been interview-free because we've had so much music to back in.
Indeed.
So there we have it. A show which has brought to you from Tickling Trout. Again, you know, just crept in there in terms of milking goats.
We might get back
via,
to that.
Via the delights of the extendable selfies that Kat obviously has been doing in the studio, which you can see obviously on that side of things as well. We couldn't talk about it live on air, dear listener. It was just too shocking. And we actually open up a webcam again. All will be revealed. And, of course, the classic Never Mind the Quality, Feel the Width, Sue. A classic series about two Jewish tailors of the early 1970s. 70s. Very good. Manny Cohen, I think, was one of them.
I think he was, yeah.
You learn something new every day, dear listener.
Exactly. So let's go AC/DC then.
Why
Sue,
not?
Why have you actually decided to go for this, to see us out of Volume 17 of Sound and Nick's Vision and into more magical delights from Siren FM, if you're listening to this, obviously on Siren, Lincoln's first community radio service?
A massive AC/DC fan. Obviously surrounding all the controversy with the band.
Is it a tribute to tea drinking, do you think?
Do you think a whole lot of Rosie?
Well, a possibility of a tea drinking, or is it, you know, an homage to girls named Rosemary?
Yeah, I think so. Good time, girls.
Right, and not tea drinking at all?
No.
Just wanted to clarify that. We haven't got a sign-off for Sound Next Vision, have we? We haven't managed to get a catchphrase for the whole show. You know?
Yeah, we can look into it.
We should be doing that.
Yeah,
we should.
I'll work on it.
Yeah, we've got Inspired Now, which is Be Inspired. The Stone Tapes, which effectively just is Goodbye. and Sound Next Vision, we need that sort of intro on that one. AC/DC, Whole Lotta Rosie. Back again for Sound Next Vision, Volume 18.
Can't wait.
Tell you a story about a woman I know. I come loving, steal the show. She ain't exactly pretty, ain't exactly small. 4, 2, 3, 9, 56. You can say she got it all.